Shalom, shalom. In this, for the first time that we've met together in prayer in this calendar year of 2022. And so good to hear you and know that you're there. I have a couple of requests. First thing, Max just has such good, good news. Max, would you like to come on and say how much you've got now?
Yes, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. We have right now $116,000. I just can't thank you enough for providing for our building, for our ministry. Thank you so very much that the Lord spoke to your heart and you act on it. Thank you so much. And
now, your price that you had to have down on a $225,000 quote that was given you, that's you had to have $75,000 down. Now, for the roof, what has happened?
The roof, we have an estimate on it, and it came up to $34,000, and we have the roofing company a few times, but they stopped in yesterday again to look at a couple things, and we applied for the permit, and the permit will be good to go by Thursday or Friday, 2 to 3 business days. So we should have the permit by the end of the week.
So this gentleman who is in the roofing business, in that kind of a business, he has promised you a 7-man crew who would come in there and work on that. Now, that $34,000 is not going to pay a 7-man crew and buy all the materials. So he is literally giving you probably the labor, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say so, because he has to change some plywood too as well. And he's very, very nice, very kind man. He's a son of a family, couple believers, you know. His parents are believers, mm-hmm. and he's a believer.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
mm-hmm.
very nice, kind gentleman. And he wanted to help us.
Praise God.
I sent that from him yesterday, too. He just wanted to help us, and he wanted to get it done. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Well, you know, the Lord has spoken to me again this morning about the hour that we're in. Really, I think it's the last hour. And I believe everything is going to go so quickly. We're moving. We have to move almost $1 million over to Israel right now because things are going so fast. And we do have it, and we thank God for how that's building up. I just know everything that the hand of the Lord is on right now is going to go so quickly. There are a couple of things I want to ask you to pray about. One of them is my grandson, Brandon. We're going to have the particulars on this at the noon prayer. But he's going to Olympia, Washington for a meeting. And the pastor in Olympia, Washington contacted him some years ago at Autumn Assembly. And this man, in years gone by, he was a drug dealer. He had a family, wife and family. I don't think he was a user, but he was a dealer. And anyway, he was arrested, and the police tased him, and he went to hell, the ante room of hell. And he heard his mother scream out, call out, very loud voice, Jesus. And then he said that, and he came up out of hell, and he was instantly he instantly changed. And went back. His mother was a believer. He knew what was right and wrong. So he wanted to go. He trained under, he went to Rodney Howard Brown's Bible school. And then he served as an assistant. Then he wanted to go in a place that was really hard. So this place that Brandon's going to is a really hard place, right in the middle of all kinds of wickedness, witchcraft, every other kind of thing in Olympia, Washington. So that meeting is coming up. I believe it's going to be the end of this week, and I'm enlisting some intercessors. I'm asking some of you who are truly intercessors to go before the Lord for that meeting in Olympia, Washington. And it's going to take that for Max's work right in the middle of the Somalis in Minneapolis, downtown Minneapolis. It's going to take some intercessors, real intercessors, staying before the Lord for that work in the heart of Minneapolis. It's going to take it too for our work in Migdol. So I'm enlisting some of you, and I'm asking the Lord, because he has to put it on your hearts. I'm asking you, Lord, to put on the hearts of the people, the intercessors, your true, true intercessors. The meeting in Olympia, Max's work in the city, and our work in Migdol. I'm asking you right now, this minute, to sink that in the heart.
Can I add one more?
Yes.
Baltimore, Pastor Baltimore right here at Living Word. He's a youth pastor. He was at the Wells with Pastor Terry Farron until it's closed. He needs a heart transplant. You don't know Baltimore. Yeah, you're right. He came with me. Yeah.
I know him well. He went to school with my, Bible training school with my grandson, Jared.
Yes, he knows Jared very well. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He needs a heart transplant.
Baltimore needs a heart transplant. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're asking for a heart transplant for Baltimore. One that would, or you just give him a brand new heart from heaven. But
yes,
we want a new heart for Baltimore. In Jesus' name, we're asking you for it. I know there are parts departments there. I know there are. My friends who've been to heaven and came back, they said there were hearts there. And eyes and livers and arms, whatever people need, God. Brother Gary Wood, he said it was like a spare parts department. He saw it. Oh, God, we just reach up there and get a new heart for Baltimore. In the name, the matchless name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then we have something else here. Now, I'm not going to give you every particular of how this came to us. Max knows about it. And you know the Lord has been talking to us about Ezekiel 38:39. He's been talking to us about a time for war. There are countries in the Middle East right now really set up and wanting a war. And because of certain conditions here in the United States, they're not really afraid of us right now. And one of the things that Iran has been doing is providing Hamas with cheap missiles to fire upon Israel so that Israel will take their very expensive Iron Domes, will have to take those and combat these really cheap missiles that Hamas is putting in. So the whole Middle East is, of course, I'm sure the Israelis as well, lining up for a confrontation. And the Lord has been telling us about it, and so we're to pray about that. Oh, my Father, how marvelous and wondrous it is that we don't have to figure these things out in our heads. I don't have to figure out what for you to do in the Middle East. You know what you're doing in the Middle East. But you've told us to pray about it. We don't have to figure out all the details of these things because of that wonderful blood of Jesus, which according to your mighty and wonderful plan, cleansed a people and brought them out of darkness. The Bible says you called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. The Bible says that you translated in the book of Colossians. It is written that you translated us out of the dominion of darkness and into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of the light. The Bible says that you put all things under his feet, and that when you quicken the head, you quicken the body. When you raise the head, you raise the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with him. And you started off with us on our last prayer day of the year we call 2021. You started off with us by telling us and reminding us that we are seated with you. And so, Father, from that place, from that marvelous place, in Jesus, at your right hand, and here from our prayer seats on this planet, in our earth suits, we are a people connected with you, all things under our feet, all the enemy under our feet. And we bind you. We will not let, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, we will not allow the enemy any entry into this prayer today. We bind you, kingdom of darkness, from the top Satan down to the lowest imp. We bind you with the cords of the blood of Jesus Christ, who has fitted us to work and operate from the very heavenly throne of God. We want to praise you, Lord, and give you glory. We want to thank you and praise you for tongues, speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, and that you speak to us. Hallelujah, in this supernatural way. We do recognize and accept this assignment. And, oh, Lord, as we, in the peoples of this side of the planet, we have a calendar we go by, and it's new times for us. We know you go by another calendar, but you recognize what men have in their own hearts here. Oh, God, you're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good. You recognize every person. You know every circumstance. You know how many hairs are in our heads. Lord, you're so good. You're so good. You're so great. You're so wondrous. You told us last week when we met, seek my face and my works. We seek your face now, and we seek your works for the fullness of whatever you meant when you talked to us and gave us that verse. Oh, la bitagno no cobri me che lavra. Me che lavra macinando lo cojo da guido, da gagne Nicola Caprato. Ujaha Nicola Capri da gopele vato non nega la cabina, io no cola camito. E io do dobra che franio no cojo la vita, la caba la magne ne cojo la caca, la cala gandi ne cojo da legna. Rida ho fangile tosca. Rida mahalo bevrignano no cola di ne caprati da cabre cala cabre. Ajito shanye ka balako manaka halagi no koho la gababa. Oh, rabasita la gombre kapra. Shanye no kora maki hili kapra. Kode bakambre kala kafita la gombra kala katita na gomujete ne kapra. Oh, balabrika matoski danye ne koho la kafe. E je ne m'acquasso di cala coprete di cala gangiene non nombre. E già tutto hoscia. Oh, ramicato. Oh, ramicato fia no gali d'agnora ma ha vido non gede di capra nosci d'agne ne cola capra tutto non nombre d'agne ne cola capre. Oh, rabasita la cambre. Kishato ho tataka anya nako o le beti da cabra. Koshele danyana kahala kahala ki to la kobre kala kahanya ne kohola kavinto. Grotanya ni kapra shota. Ije de kuwa mala kora mi kato to do danjenye ne kola kava. Lele tora. Mi kwa frasiko kwa. Ijando duko hokange. Krale vrato brahma kahala ki vrando no gundashki da brahma kito. Bebrato shetara ako tebre. Palivratuava monie cora ma kahala kido do gombra kalia nana nombri kahala kabre. Lidanyo no kohola gavignano no kora kabri nanyo gala kabre na kida gababi. Meshiono no kobre me kavra nikolo papito. Kele bahala kale ti hidi ando, makita tuto, yane kala kabrete. Meshti ato makita da goho le kafra, mako dudu paske. Pradoi vranyi dudu mua makina, nyogi balanjete, patoro makaya na koho la kabalita nyo. Elevato Kaliganga e Shano Makorakita Prakanyene Koholita la Kahakita la Kangetata Kangalaha Inyana no Kopre Kalikalo Inyanaka Kabilato la maki Kandalaki la vapa Nyene ni kapro Nyanakaki Kashkatora Katyano na kohole kapra Jitu te di kahala kambri kata gotanje de gotohoshe ta kata gohosha. O bilanjo no kobri makafi no kola kapi toto kopra ni toto kopra. Ika labraso karamahala kakabre. Paci dano. Avedatore makahala kavidara gomba tiana kora pita toto gojan vita. Vivamo kobrati da kahale kalagandiene non nombri kalakari anana kobre. Ashitato. Rindasko dobre ta di kahala kakabra. Melitato. Vivalio toto kalakabrinye nika. Baho sheke le gambaki nyano no nombri kalakapa. Grita nyono koho le gambara makito, lele makwa pratoshe nele mangora makita la gabre. Wavrita nyono ke bashko dobri vreto dyanika nonge le gabra. Gombalita labra niko lo galabito, lo gambashke tora makita la gabre kola kombrede. Ganyo no koho la kimranyo nakila no kinanyana no kora bakanya nikola. O rabasita lo kobri makala kanya nikota. Kevrodora makahali patota. Kele bakaria tota. Kavignano no kila cabra. Edele cabra, edele cabra, edele kanga. Vitagno no cobre. Vitagno na corskita, c'è da goho shakti, da gambra kalaka cobre. Kaligadiote di gahashante di goho la kafa. Ile bratuiva, ogne di cabra, di cobrati, di cabrata, gno di cabali. Lola makiro cobre kahala gambre de jo de la gabrate na cobre. E je de gataccia. Ma colo cobre ganga cobra ti da nyata cote te de gabra makuta. Ka anya cole kala gabrate. Masuta, masuta, masuta. Lo danno lo capre ti ca. Pu vuagne gu la bigno. Le duda va mico la chia no cobra. Bijua no colo gavrita. Gabidonia, gabidonia, gabidonia. Malo delle baco, ani ne cola gavigno, no cola cabracte, de cobracte, de condange, de godasca. Che bratisca. Che de calacahala catra. Matoto, matoto, matoto. Che per tua. Matuto da damba. Genia vito da banno con la capi, alle condiene cala capido. Vosuania cola, alle candiora macaschi, annoco, annoco li bamba. Parionta. Pacuranico. Banda la disco. Crisco, mandele, he, nocola, ba, gnone. Oh, labarentito, labarentito, labarentito. Maschitoto. Oh, rabacca, rabacca, halakito, lo codo tapito, to capande. Litora, maca, halakobre, talaconde. Oh, la micala. Sceto, te ne capratti. Agannora, maca, halakà, galaconde, e ne calacavito, lo comprezza, la gatasca, tance, le cotosche. Maschitora. Maschitora da capre, di che lega, ah, no che la capre. We danio no cobre vita, do le calamacchito lo cobratita. Cambidaca. Cambidaca sia. Malitoto, 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 prendiamo qua, ma di cusciante, di cola caprito. Oh, la macchina, duro cobre, piscato. Piscato, piscato. Oh, brassica la cobre, cara godoschi, ti avrei fatto con brachti, di godoschi, ti avrei macola. Calabrali cora ma cala cacchi per le gondesche ma le copra cacchi calicati hanno la conoscenza e si clamora ti scotonce di capra oggi la maca di parto ma chi danno non copre ti fanno. Calibrando para trastes. Kale kale mañana cojo la café cada cojo shende de comprati de cabra y cala más la cara me cala la capleta que le bratos que tan chete cojo la cabra cala cafeta de cumbe oh brastico 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 brastico. Praise you, Lord. I tell you, it's just so good to pray. It's just so interesting that you let us pray. Father, we just know that there's more. There's more for today. There's more at noon, I know. We're not through praying whatever it is we're praying about. We're not through. Oh, God. In the name above every name, we worship you, worship you, we worship you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for speaking to us this morning. Lord, we thank you for hearing us this morning. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, our hearts are just filled with praise for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. What an anointing to pray this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you receive an interpretation, Max?
Yes, let me know when you're ready. Praise the Lord.
I'm
thank
ready.
You, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ready.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Just thankful.
Thank God. In my name, you have my blood. In my name, you have my blood. Listen to my prophet and praise me as she tells you what you prayed for. Wow, hallelujah. Let me say that, repeat that. It's like line and a half here. I know it's a one line here. Listen to my prophet and praise me as she tells you what you prayed for. Hallelujah. Exodus 15, verse 2. Exodus 15, verse 2. I am your strength, and I am with you. I am your strength, and I am with you. We know this one. I know it. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. Next line. This year, do not be afraid, church. This year, do not be afraid, church. Deuteronomy 31, Yeah, 31, verse 6. 31.
Is that Deuteronomy?
Yeah, Deuteronomy. Yeah.
Deuteronomy 31.
Verse 6.
6. Mm-hmm.
Joshua 1. Verse 9. Joshua 1. 9. Habakkuk or Habakkuk 3:19. Habakkuk 3:19. You haven't given us three in a row like this before for a while. Next line. The change is here. This year, the change is here. This year. Oh, this one is strong. The change is here this year. Underline it. Daniel 10:19. Daniel 10:19. I give you strength. I give you strength. Deuteronomy, or Deuteronomy 31:8. Hallelujah. Now he gave us 8. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Okay, there's two names here. So after Deuteronomy 31:8, next line, listen to me. That's direct. Listen to me. Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13:5. Next line, John 14:27. John 14:27. You have my peace. You have my peace. Huh. Just be all in. Okay. Wow. I hope Chip is listening.
Yeah.
Okay. John 14:27. You have my peace. Just be all in. Next line, Israel, Israel. So write it down twice. Israel, Israel. I am your shield. Israel, Israel, I am your shield. Psalm 119, 114. So Psalm 119, verse 114. Another Deuteronomy here. Deuteronomy 20, verse 3-9. Now, I'm not sure if this is 9 or 4. I believe it's 9.
We'll check it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, go from 3 to 9 at this point. I'll make a note here. Oh, my goodness. Did you say this one? Don't be weak. I am with you. Don't be weak. I am with you. Isaiah 40:29. Psalm 31:24. Psalm 31:24. It's my plan. Don't be afraid. This one is strong also. It's my plan. Don't be afraid. John 14:27. We know this one. John 14:27. Keep building each other. This is the time. Keep building each other. This is the time. First Thessalonians 5:11. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. I was looking at the 11. There is a line on the top of the second one, but I believe it's 11, not 17. 1 Thessalonians 5:11.
Okay, we'll check that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be strong. Write it down twice. Be strong. And underline it. Thank you, Lord. The war is about to start. First Corinthians 16:13. Stand. So write it down 2 times. Stand in faith. Stand in faith. You will overcome all. You will overcome all. You know this one too. John 16:33. After John 16:33. As I told you, next line, As I told you, I am for you. As I told you, I am for you. Romans 15:5. Romans 15:5. I am your Jesus. After Romans 15:5, I am your Jesus. Underline that too.
Is that twice?
That's twice, yes.
And underline it?
Underline it, yeah. Well, this line starts with the word and. Anyway. And pray so you can escape.
Now, please read that line again.
Yes. And pray so you can escape. E-S-C-A-P-E. So you can escape. And pray so you can escape. It will come to pass. It will come to pass. Luke 21, verse 36. Luke 21, verse 36. I will speak again today.
I knew that.
I will speak again today. Next line. Pray and follow me. I will speak again today. Next line. Pray and follow me. Hallelujah. John 8:12. John 8, verse 12. Trust in me.
It was hard to stop praying this morning. It was hard. And I just knew that we weren't through. We have to remember that these are the things we're praying about. I'll probably address this again today at noon. But sometimes he gives us the same verse over and over. And that means we are still praying on it. We're hovering over that verse. It still needs to be said. So we have to remember that.
Yeah.
I'm always conscious of what a part you are. You prayers out there. Because, listen what he started with today. In my name, you have my blood. Listen to my prophet and praise me as she tells you what you prayed for.
Yeah.
So it's so, so important, the part that is you prayed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. And so then he gives us Exodus, and we're so, so very thankful, Lord. Exodus 15:2. The Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Hallelujah. He has just told us to praise him, and then he speaks to us about that praise. I'm going to read you that back with the names as they have, as they are in the original. Yehovah is my strength and my song, and he has become my Yeshua. This is my God, El, and I will praise him. My Father's God, Elohim, and I will exalt him. Three or four names of God himself right in that one verse, and we praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
I am your strength. And I am with you. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, Elohim. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. this year, do not be afraid, church. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them. For it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Then we have Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Habakkuk 3:19 or Habakkuk. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. To the choir master with stringed instruments. In other words, this is a song. Let's read that in the one we're familiar with. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. The change is here this year, very strong. Daniel 10:19. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto you. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I give you strength. This is the next statement. Deuteronomy 31:8. And the Lord, he it is, Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee, fear not, neither be dismayed. From all of this, I am sensing that this year holds some things that could cause fear, except for those people who know that God is strengthening them. And it's no little thing for God to strengthen you. It's a big thing. When he says, be strong, he says, well, just like this phrase right here he just gave us, I give you strength. So, folks, that means that me, Billy Brim, sitting here in this chair, God is giving me strength, and I trust in him. Now we have two names, two leaders. He addresses them. Listen to me, Hebrews 13:5. And this is in the King James. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm looking at that one in another couple of translations. In two translations, in the English Translation and in the New American Standard, both of them mention money. Both of them say, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. And then the next statement is about that peace. You have my peace. Just be all in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Israel, Israel, I am your shield. Psalm 119. Oh, just a minute, I did that wrong. 119:114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I wait for your word. Deuteronomy 20. Three through nine. And he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today.
Oh.
Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them. For the Lord your God, that Jehovah your Elohim, is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. Now that is through four. That is verses 3 and 4. Now we're going past that. You think it's a 4 or a 9?
I think it's a 4. You can go to 9 if you want to just to check it, but
I think it's four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have to bring that up.
Has more to do with people in those days, who goes to war and who doesn't. But I think you're right. I think it ends with a 4.
Okay.
So that would have been Deuteronomy 20, 3 and 4.
3 and 4.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting. That was the New American. I'm going to go to the ESV. Oh. Say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory.
Very direct.
I think that's very direct.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very direct. I read the first one in the New American 1995. I'm going to read that one again. He shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, you are approaching the battle against your enemies today. Do not be faint-hearted. Do not be afraid or panic or tremble before them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Very, very, very. to me very, very direct. And then we have another name, a first name of a leader in America, a last name, a family name of a leader in America. Don't be weak. I am with you. Isaiah 40, 29. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. And then Psalm 31:24. Be strong, and let your heart take courage. All you who hope in the Lord, Jehovah. That's the New American. Let's see what the ESV says. Yeah. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. You know, and we know that that word wait means, it doesn't mean you just stand around and wait. It means you wait upon him, you minister to him, you stay in contact with him, you wait upon the Lord. It's my plan. Don't be afraid. Very strong. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
Yeah.
Keep building each other. This is the time. Max, as an aside to you, I believe this is an instruction to all of us. Keep building each other. This is the time. But I also think it has to do with that phone call you heard about.
Oh.
Keep building each other. This is the time. 1 Thessalonians 5, 11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be strong. Be strong. The war is about to start. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Be strong.
I don't know.
Stand in faith. You will overcome all. John 16:33. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. As I told you, I am for you. Romans 15:5. Sometimes when I take a little time, it's because I hit the wrong key or something.
Oh, praise the Lord that you are doing it.
Romans 15:5. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. He's telling us to encourage one another.
Yeah.
Live in harmony. Don't let our side be divided.
Yeah.
I'm going to read that in the New American. Now, may the God who gives you perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another, according to Christ Jesus. I am your Jesus. I am your Jesus. Very strong.
Yes.
And pray so you can escape. It will come to pass. Luke 21:36. But keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man.
Hallelujah.
See, he said, pray so you can escape. It will come
yep.
to pass. So here he says, I'm reading from the New American 95. Keep on the alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are about to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. I'm going to read that in the ESV.
Thanks.
Stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. I will speak again today. Pray and follow me. John 8:12. And Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You know, light stands for information. Darkness stands for ignorance. There are a lot of people who have absolutely no idea of what in the world is going on.
Exactly.
Yesterday, I was in a beauty salon, and two elderly women, they were in their 80s. Now, here I am in my 80s. I'm calling somebody elderly. And they were in there, and the lady and gentleman who run the salon are very dedicated Christians. Church, he's a musician, he's a music leader in his great church. And anyway, after the two ladies left, they told me about those two ladies. And they said, they're not believers. And they just get hostile sometimes if you talk about our former president or the president that we believe is still the elected, truly elected one. They just hate him. And anyway, they said, one of the ladies said before she left, this world is going to hell in a handbasket. Well, I didn't know that unless she changes her ideas, that might be her future. But anyway, I didn't know it. But the thing about it is they're so uptight about everything because they're walking in darkness. Those two ladies, older ladies, live on a farm, have a, you would think, a good life. I know that it's a prosperous place where they live with her daughter, one of their daughters. And you would think, well, I mean, they've got what the world gives them. But they're very much concerned and very worried. And the reason why is they're walking in darkness. So all throughout this phone call so far, the Lord tells us there are things that are coming to pass They're going to come to pass, but we are strengthened. He's our strength. He never leaves us. He's with us. See to it that you're not troubled. He is our light. We don't walk in darkness. We walk in information. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And he said in the end. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, he said in the end, follow me, reminding me that Jesus really telling us to follow him. Not to follow the media, not to follow the news, not to follow anybody. Just like he told the disciples, his disciples.
Exactly.
Wherever he goes, he always said, follow me. And we are the body. We are the church. We need to continue following him. Pray and follow me. That is, hallelujah. Sorry, Miss Billy.
That's it. Pray and follow him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, he's going to speak to us again, so I'm not going to miss it. I'm going to be there at noon today at Prayer Mountain. And we trust to see you there. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.